78.2, a difference of, in their favor, 6.6 points. On the road, Brown City outscores opponents by 6.6 as well, 52.6 to 46. In league play, they beat the other guys 57.2 to 42.3, plus 15 change. On the road, in the GTC East play, the Green Devils average 54.5 points compared to 45.75 on the other side of the ball, plus 9 for Brown City. The remaining schedule, this is the last league game for them. They're on the road at Cass City on Wednesday, March 1st, and they play Marlette at Marlette on March 5th. It's been 11 days since the Brown City has had their last victory, and that's two losses in a row. Their last victory was at Mayville, February 17th, 57-5. That is not a typo, 57-5. They allowed 2 points in the first quarter, 2 points in the second quarter, and a free throw in the third quarter. John?
You know, even though they're more comfortable at home going 8-2 in Brown City, 4-4 is nothing to sneeze at. I would almost bet that Coach Pickma is absolutely, he's got the butterflies going tonight because this is a dangerous team that he's got. Probably, I'm going to tell you, it's simple. Win it. Win. Take the crown. Take the whole thing. You don't want to share with your cousin miles
the other
way.
The other Orange and Black.
Exactly. So in order to do this, they've got to go ahead and hold down Brown City's three fine seniors, Charles Baird, Tyler Banks, and Andrew Knox. Now, Brown City, we're watching them right now warm up, and believe me, they've got good overall size, and they've got
tall.
Sharp shooting.
Very tall.
So I think it's going to be up to Ubley to utilize this home court advantage, use some staunch defense. They've been playing out of that 2-1-2 zone, also sharp shooting of their own, led by, of course, Marshall Weiprandt, Mitchell Guza, Austin Drake. Those three guys are seniors. Gabe Messing, Nick Sweeney, those guys are juniors, and they're all capable of lighting it up. And then don't forget the fact that anchoring the inside, you have Josh White, 6'6" senior, who basically, he could have his way today if the shooters are on.
Yes, indeed. Let's break down the Ugly Bearcats now. They're 16-3 overall. Their losses include Harbor Beach, Bad Axe, and Brown City. The only Bad Axe was their only loss at home, and Brown City was in overtime, 57-54, February 1st. They're atop the Greater Thumb East, and they have clinched at least a share at 7-2 in league play. They're first place by a game over Harbor Beach. The first time these two teams clashed in Brown City won in overtime, like we said, 57-54. Here's the interesting stat for the Bearcats all season long. They're 7-1 at home. Their only loss at home was against Bad Axe, 66-69. Ugly overall averages 59 points per game, allowing 44.4, a positive just under 15 for the Bearcats. On their home court, that number increases to 17.4, averaging 60.4 and giving up 43. In league play, the Bearcats average 56.4 points per game. Their opponents scored about 41.6, which is about 15-point difference there. At home in their division, that number jumps two more points to plus 23, averaging 59 and allowing only 36.25 points a game. Unreal on this home court in their division. The remaining schedule, well, this is their last game of the regular season for the Bearcats. They have Bad Axe on March 5th, and that's to be home against the Hatchets. They beat them on Saturday, 59-47. Five-game winning streak on the line right now for the Bearcats. Last time they lost was at Brown City in overtime 27 days ago. With an ugly win tonight, they will go in the outright Greater Thumb East title. Marlette did it. The Bearcats a favor by beating Harbor Beach on Saturday, 72-66 in Harbor Beach, putting the Pirates a game back. Something I'm quite certain every Ugly fan is quite appreciative of. Well, right now we're going to take a quick break as we get the national anthem and starters in the books here so we can figure out our game plan. Here tuned to WLIW. We'll be back right after this.
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Right now, save $40 when you purchase a pair of Napa Quick Struts. Special pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. Ubley Motor Service has a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust a pit crew at Ubley Motor Service, and good luck, Ubley Bearcats. Your number one Ubley Bearcats sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Does your checking account give you the flexibility you need? North Star Bank offers checking accounts for all your needs at any stage of life.
Put North Star Bank's Freedom Checking to work for you. Hi, this is Rob Ahern. Designed especially for those age 50 or better, the Freedom Checking requires no minimum balance, free checks, and free direct deposit. Plus, with a Freedom Checking account, fees on cashier's checks, money orders, and traveler's checks are waived. If a checking account that earns interest better fits your needs, North Star Bank offers interest-bearing checking options as well. For a checking account that fits your needs and a secure community bank that you can trust, contact me and the experienced staff at North Star Bank.
Limited styles of free checks available with a Freedom Checking account. North Star Bank, traditional service, today's convenience. Member FDIC, with locations in Bad Axe, Pigeon, Carroll, and Akron. Or visit them online at www.northstaratthome.com.
Did you notice the extra day at the end of this month? February 29th is Leap Day. It only happens once every 4 years. In honor of Leap Day, Thumb Cellular is having a sale so good, it only comes around once every 4 years. Make the leap to a smartphone. It's easier than ever. On Leap Day only, every smartphone in stock is marked down to just $29. That's right, the Motorola Milestone X2, just $29. The HTC Merge, just $29. The BlackBerry Curve, just $29. Smartphones valued at over $400 are marked down to just $29 for one day only. Or maybe it's time for you to make the leap to Thumb Cellular. On top of the crazy low Leap Day smartphone prices, you'll also get your voice plan for free until Memorial Day. That's 3 full months of voice service free just for making the leap to Thumb Cellular. With Thumb Cellular's unlimited smartphone data plan and 3G network, you'll be glad you did. 2-year agreement and terms of service apply. Offer good only while supplies last. This Wednesday, see Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky.
We're ready to go here in Ubley. Starting lineups are introduced. Let's first start out with Brown City, number 5, Ryan Spikeski, number 10, Chris Fisher, number 11, Tyler Banks, number 23, Charles Baird, and number 24, Andrew Knox. On the Ubley side of things, all seniors on senior night starting for Ken Pickles Bearcats. Number 12, Brett Cleary. Number 14, Austin Drake. Number 20, Brian White. Number 34, Marshall Lankrent. And number 52, the big man as well, Josh White. You're tuned to WLAW, your home for high school basketball. On the radio, I'm Clark Ramsey alongside of me, John Mooney for usual. Ryan Bauer, a science blind reporter, could not make it tonight. He is at the Harbor Beach Lakers game. Assistant coach for JP. Tip is won by Brown City into the hands of Andrew Knox. Number 5, Ryan Spikeski brings it across for the Green Devils, moving right to left across your radio in the green and white with a yellow trim on their jerseys. Top of the key to Chris Fisher, over to Banks into the corner, back out to Banks on the left wing, Tyler Banks. Over to number 10 in the right wing, that's Chris Fisher, back up to the free throw line for the jump shot from number 23, Charles Fair, goes no good. Rebound number 20, Brian White. It is stolen, though, by Spikeski. No, excuse me, that's Chris Fisher. He misses it. And it's put back in by Charles Baird for 2 from the right side. It's now 2-0 Brown City with the first lead of the night. 7 minutes and a quarter to go in the first quarter. 2-0 Brown City over Ubley right now. And Josh White picks back out to Brian White, drives down the right baseline, kicks it back out, but he stepped on the line. A turnover for the Bearcats is going to mean Brown City ball, 90 feet from the hoop. Full court pressure coming from the Bearcats. Kicks it into Spikeski, number 5. In guard by Brett Cleary. Gets across the timeline. Picks that there. Into the right corner to Banks. Back out to Spikeski. Swing pass towards the left wing over to Chris Fisher. Into Baird. Kicks it back out to Spikeski. Over to Fisher. At the free throw line, number 24, Andrew Knox. Back over to Spikeski, left corner. Knox has it.